Welcome to Nova's Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I want to ask you, have you ever had a dream? More importantly, I want to ask you, have you ever had a dream and it's just never come to pass yet, and you're starting to wonder, is that dream ever going to come true? Well, I get a newsletter every month from World Challenge. It's written by Gary Wilkerson, a pastor and the director of World Challenge. And his newsletter that was sent to me in early February was entitled, A Dream Realized, Knowing God's Promises in Full. And Gary said, I know what it's like to believe the promises of God and not see them realized. I know the promise of unspeakable joy and also years of discouragement and even depression. I know what it's like to hear God's promise of an overcoming, victorious life, but also spend long seasons overwhelmed and defeated. I know the promise that we'll know God's love, the height, depth, and breadth of it, and yet not sense that love, but instead feel driven to earn it. And if you type A personalities like me relate to that, that even though you know about all those things in God's word that says that how much he loves us and it's unconditional, yet we still feel like we have to earn it. I know I definitely can relate to that. Gary Wilkerson goes on to say, in short, I've known the magnificent promises of God, promises of joy, power, victory, peace, and the abundant life. And yet, I've been burdened with a sense that I'm not living them. I know I'm not alone in this. Over the years, scores of people I've met or pastored have wondered aloud to me and said, Gary, why aren't God's promises a reality in my life? I want to ask you today, is that a question that you're thinking as you hear me read this? The questions you're feeling in your heart? Why aren't God's promises a reality in my life? Gary went on to say, if you're a follower of Jesus, you see every promise of God as a goal to be attained. You want everything he has for your life, for your loved ones, and for a hurting world desperate to know his reality. God's promises fuel your life dreams, dreams of a blessed family, of serving Jesus in community, of seeing his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Yet the question for most of us is, what happens when those dreams don't come true? Sometimes it seems like what we're experiencing isn't promises, but problems. Let's say that again. Sometimes it seems like what we're experiencing in our life isn't God's promises, but problems. Disappointments, shattered hopes, broken dreams. We've all had godly aspirations that have never become reality. And over time, that affects us deeply. In Proverbs, it says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. We stop aspiring, we stop dreaming, and we lose something precious that God has meant for us. But that's why it's important to read the second half of that proverb. In Proverbs chapter 13, verse 12, the second part of that verse says, but a dream fulfilled is a tree of life. What a magnificent truth. This image immediately takes me to Genesis and a divinely watered tree in the Garden of Eden. I see a tower of green bearing luscious fruit and sustaining life for all who partake of it. It's a metaphor for what Jesus did for us on the cross and the promise of abundant life it accomplished for us all. You know, one of the things that Gary went on to talk about in this newsletter is that we expect great things from God, but we've got to attempt great things for God. And that was a quote from William Carey, the great missionary of India, who saw God accomplish what many thought would be impossible. And I want to ask you today, with your dream, if you expect great things from God, then you've got to attempt them. But I've learned in my life that sometimes those dreams are really hard to fulfill. And there's a lot of discouragement and setbacks. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, a lot of times we experience our lives like a roller coaster. You know, we see victories and that fuels our faith, but then we see a string of defeats and the cycle repeats itself. And, you know, sometimes we just get weary and we can't take the up and down experiences anymore. And we begin to wonder, if my faith is real, then why does it seem non-existent half the time in my life? At some point, our hearts just kind of grow sick, and they stop, and we stop pursuing God's promises. Anybody relate to that today that's listening? Gary Wolfson goes on to say in his newsletter, maybe you doubt your dream. You wonder whether it's from God or just something fanciful. You know how you can know this? Gary suggests three questions we should ask. One, does it excite you? Do you wake up thinking about it? Two, does it look and feel like you? Does it fit the gifts God has given you? And three, if you fail at it, would you get up to try it again? Does it make you want to be more focused and disciplined? Man, those are three powerful questions, aren't they? Does it excite you? Do you wake up thinking about it? Do you come alive when you think of taking steps towards your dream? Does it look and feel like you? Does it fit the gifts God has given you? And third but not last, if you fail at it, would you try to get up and do it again? Does it make you want to be more focused and disciplined? And I have to admit, that's one of the things for me, being focused. I'm a people pleaser. I have a hard time saying no to people. And it's hard to be focused when you're doing 10 different things. And most of them, in all honesty, are a lot of times good things. But I really feel like God has been calling me to kind of shorten my list of things that I do and be able to say no so I can to some good things, so I can say yes to some great things and to say yes to some God things and not to Greg things. And also be more disciplined about going to bed earlier and eating healthier and taking better care of my temple, the body that the Bible asks us to do. Because that's where God lives inside of us. So I can be more effective in the long haul and help bring more hope to people. And, you know, one of those three things that Gary talked about that, you know, if you want to know whether your dream's from God or not, and the three questions, one of them, the last one, he said, if you fell at it, would you get up and try it again? And I shared this probably 6 months ago on Hope Is Here, but I feel like I need to share it with somebody today. Sometimes you fulfill something that was a dream and it doesn't work out, and you think, well, God, did I hear you wrong? And I shared that I tried to host a sports talk radio show because the two things that I'm probably the most passionate in my life about are Jesus, and I love sports, especially basketball and football. And I always had desire as a kid to have my own radio show, and I was fortunate enough to, about 5 years ago, to be able to start one. There used to be a station, AM 1250 in Lexington, and it was during drive time from 5 to 6 p.m. And I worked super hard at it. It was Monday through Friday, and with my brother's help, Darren, that was working for ESPN as a basketball color commentary person, and we were able to get just an amazing amount of ESPN sports personalities and writers, and Darren just had lots of contacts. And even though he was actually only on the program one day a week, the other 4 days was just me and another co-host, and yet it just seemed like the show could never take off. I tried my hardest for 3 years, and yet I thought we could maybe get on a bigger station. We had more ESPN guests than the local ESPN station in the town did. But finally, I just kind of felt like, you know, I've done everything I can, and it's just time to say, well, I guess this dream of my life's not going to happen. So I stopped doing it, and then about, 9 months later, I get a phone call from the general manager at WJMM in Lexington and says, hey, I know that your sports program didn't work out, but I also know that you're really passionate about ministry and helping others. And we have a 15-minute spot open on our radio program and would like to our radio show during lunch and like to see if you would like to maybe do something for ministry related. Well, about that time, somebody that I had done their wedding unfortunately committed suicide at the age of 37, leaving two children behind, 5 and 7, and I wanted to do something, but I didn't know what to do. So to make a long story short and to wrap this up, God used the failure that I had with the sports radio show for 3 years to help prepare me to do Hope Is Here And all the things I learned from both successes and failures from doing 1250 Sports Talk helped me be able to get a running start with Hope Is Here and being able to do fundraising and knowing how to produce and book guests and how to work with timing and topics and scheduling and just lots of other things that have to go on behind the scenes. And so, friends, I want to say to you, maybe you've got a dream and maybe it failed like mine did with the sports radio, but maybe God's using that to provide fertile soil for another dream that's very related. And I'm here to tell you, 14 months later, almost 15,000 podcasts being listened to, donations from all over the country, people blessing us, some supporting us on a monthly basis, that God never wastes a hurt in your life. And maybe the dream that hasn't worked for you, maybe God is still wanting to fulfill that dream, but maybe just in a way that you hadn't expected, like he has here with this ministry, this nonprofit that I started called Hope Is Here. But I also want to give you three things that sometimes block our dreams. And maybe you can say, yeah, this is keeping me from my dreams. The first thing is hurt. You know, people step out in faith to pursue a God-given desire, and they're devastated when it doesn't come to pass. It might be a dating relationship. It may be a bad experience with the church. Their emotions are damaged deeply, and they can't seem to get past it. I've been there. I've done that. Can anybody relate to that? Second thing Gary Wilson talks about is fear. Some people are afraid to fail, so they never step out at all. Maybe they fail before in a big public way, and the shame of that is too much to overcome. And friends, I can relate to that being a divorced minister. Man, I've had to fight that. It's embarrassing, and I get it. You know, I get the fear thing. But, man, don't let that keep you from fulfilling the God-given dream that you have in your heart. A third thing that sometimes is a common block to trying to follow a dream that Jesus has given you is that, you know, some of us have the thing of entitlement. The current youth generation has been given so much that they haven't had to work for. Why would they aspire to something if their parents are willing to give it to them? That kind of setup is a passion killer. It derails a young person's focus and self-discipline and sets them up for disappointment and failure. So what do you do when you're called by God to pursue his highest destiny for you and you fall on your face? You get back up. If you think you're entitled to have God do the work for you, you won't develop the inner resources it takes to persevere. I have a message for all such young people. Not everything you do will be brilliant, and that is by God's design. Most of you all don't fear your desires. God has a destiny meant for you and you alone, but you have to pursue it to find it. Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you, is what Jesus said to us in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. But you know what? If you're disciplined and you put a good work ethic in, there is no scarcity of God's kingdom resources to help you. In addition to discipline, you need wisdom, not just working hard, but working smart. So I hope today that maybe some of you have kind of gotten discouraged about a dream that God placed in your heart. I hope maybe I've been able to put a little fuel to the fire to get you started again, maybe put a little gas in your tank. And I would encourage you to look up this article called A Dream Realized, Knowing God's Promises in Full by Gary Wilkerson. It definitely helped encourage me and spark me to do all that I think God has called me to do with Hope Is Here in 2019. And I think it'll be a blessing to you. Hope you'll join me tomorrow for Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn.
Taking care of Central Kentucky's floral needs for over 25 years, Creations by Karen features floral arrangements for every occasion, from anniversaries, corsages, Valentine's Day, as well as birthday gifts. You can count on Creations by Karen to deliver beautiful anniversary flowers, new baby gifts, bridal arrangements, or sympathy flowers. Contact them today at Creations with a K, bykaren.net. That's creations-by-karen.net.